Buffalo News Time is 9:03 from the Keller.com News Center. I'm Carter Wadeel. Sioux Falls passed a comprehensive emergency ordinance tonight to combat the coronavirus. The ordinance limits gatherings at city-owned buildings to 250 people or fewer. That includes the Premier Center and the Washington Pavilion, though the zoo and baseball stadium are left out. The Pavilion's Kirby Science Center and Visual Arts Museum, as well as the Midco Aquatic Center, are all closed for the time being, and community centers are closed for everything except after-school programs. City officials say it's to slow the spread of the virus. We've got more and a link to the full ordinance at Kello.com. City Public Health Director Jill Franken says reducing crowds can help keep demand for medical treatment from getting out of control.
When you see that rapid spike, you are taxing your health systems with people that need to be critically served to the point that they cannot manage those patients.
It's a method of mitigation known as flattening the curve. Sioux Falls hospitals are screening visitors as a precaution against the coronavirus.
I was screened when I went to the VA Medical Center for an appointment. They ask you if you've been out of the country or even in another state recently. Have you had contact with someone with COVID-19? They fill out a form and you got to keep it with you during your visit. Mark Russo, Kello.com News.
And it's a real challenge to find hand sanitizer and related products in Sioux Falls right now. Kello.com's Liz Ryan tried.
Every shelf that I have come across has been empty. I have been to Costco, Sam's Club, Menards, Walmart. The mood in the store when they turned the corner and saw nothing but an empty shelf was anger.
She says she found some Lysol that usually goes for $4, now selling for $7. Walmart is asking people to report any price gouging they see. From the Kello.com News Center, I'm Carter Wadeel.
The news never stops. Kello News Talk 1320 107.9.